This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A charity created in part by the Speaker of the Illinois House is collecting donations from lobbyists, businesses, and unions that could benefit from his decision-making in Springfield. That's according to an investigation by the Chicago Sun-Times. Democratic House Speaker Emmanuel Chris Welch has a charity called Black Excellence in Blue. Sun-Times reporter Mitchell Armentrout says donations to charities are recorded differently than from campaign donations.
Just once a year, they have to tell the public how much money they've raised. But they don't necessarily have to say who has given them that money.
Armentrout says those who have given to the charity stand to benefit from Welch's legislative decision-making. Incarceration has long-lasting effects on young people as they grow into adults. That's according to a recent study out of Northwestern University. Two mental health researchers studied 1,800 youth incarcerated at a juvenile center in Cook County. They followed the youth for about 15 years, and they found young people who spent more time locked up were far less likely to live independently, get an education, or stable employment. In a statement, Professor Linda Teplin, who's one of the researchers, said incarceration isolates youth from their families and communities, and because of that, quote, many youth will never catch up. Researchers say Black and Hispanic boys are more likely to be affected because they are disproportionately incarcerated and stay in the system longer. The researchers say incarceration's negative impact on youth shows just how important early intervention programs are. Illinois residents on both sides of the political aisle strongly support increasing state funding for public colleges and universities. That's according to a new study by Public Agenda, a nonpartisan research group. A majority of the people surveyed said they support prioritizing funding for schools that serve underrepresented students.
Here's Public Agenda President Andrew Seligson.
There's a real cross-partisan commitment in the state to providing educational opportunities for groups that have not historically had them. And I think that's counter to what you might imagine would be true based on national press coverage of the level of divisiveness in the country.
The study found that almost one in two Illinois residents don't have a degree. At least half of them say they would have gone to college after high school if they could afford to. Cook County is offering scholarships to medical students who want to work in underserved communities. People who want to become doctors, dentists, and paramedics can apply for a scholarship of up to $20,000. The idea is to build a pipeline of providers who come from and want to work in underserved communities. Verlon Johnson chairs the Cook County Health Foundation.
Too many young people with the talent and drive to serve others face barriers, financial and systemic, that block their path. And this fund says to them, we see you, we believe in you, and we are here for you.
Cook County launched the Provident Scholarship Fund a few years ago. People can apply at cookcountyhealth.org. The financial aid comes as the federal government cuts funding that supports underserved communities. In other things you should know today, Pope Francis has died. Francis was history's first Latin American pontiff. Early this morning, Chicago's Cardinal Blaise Supich issued a statement expressing gratitude for Francis's papacy and writing that the, quote, finest memorial we can offer is to reform our hearts as Pope Francis asked, to see our brothers and sisters, to listen to them, and to offer our prayers and actions that all may experience the fullness of God's promise. Francis appointed Supich as the Archbishop of Chicago in 2014 and elevated him to Cardinal in 2016. Parochial schools around Chicago are closed for Easter Monday. People took to the streets Saturday in Chicago and nationwide to protest President Donald Trump's policies. According to media reports, the protests followed a new U.S. Supreme Court ruling temporarily blocking the deportations of migrants under the Alien Enemies Act. Demonstrators at Dealey Plaza rallied for reproductive rights, immigration laws, international peace, and federal funding to critical programs. In Chicago, the rally lasted a couple hours and was followed by a march through the streets of downtown. Earth Day is coming up tomorrow, and dozens of early celebrations took place all across Chicago this weekend. That included the Garfield Park Conservatory on the city's west side, where two dozen people took part in a guided wellness walk. Participants were asked to explore the space and observe the textures and colors of all the plants they saw. Today's weather will be cloudy and breezy with a high of 56, and tonight the low will be 43. Tomorrow we expect sunny skies and a slight chance of afternoon rain with a high of 71 degrees. And that is it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.